On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, studies have shown that going to a museum or a gallery can have major health benefits. And in light of this, we are wondering, is it time to skip the odd gym class and have a cultural workout instead? Well, to chat more about this, I'm now joined by cultural art therapist with the National Gallery of Ireland, Andrea Clare Plunkett. You're very welcome to the show. What is the difference between an art therapist, first of all, and a cultural art therapist?
Well, I suppose the main difference is that I'm based in cultural spaces. So I work for the National Gallery and I'm the first cultural art therapist in Ireland, believe it or not.
There you go. And that is why I haven't heard of it before. And there is studies, there is research that says going to a museum, going to a gallery has a health benefit. But what are they?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's really just bringing it back to basics, you know. So the research that we were looking at kind of says that if you're going into a museum or gallery space and you're actually spending time looking at the art, that it lowers the cortisol, it relaxes the body, it slows down the heartbeat, and it really just gives you that chance to actually connect and engage. And I suppose that's the main thing, it's that connection.
So it is affecting us physically, mm-hmm. mentally and emotionally, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how much time do we have to spend there?
Well, we're very lucky in Ireland that all our museums and galleries are free, first off. So that's a bonus. But yeah, definitely, I'd say for your listeners, if they live close to a museum or gallery and they can go this weekend or they can go in the evening times, to go in and maybe just pick one piece. So the kind of steps that we use in the cultural art therapy, we use three steps. So we look at art, make art and reflect. But if you're going in on your own for your own well-being, just to get the most out of it, if you're wandering around, say you go to the portrait exhibition in the National Gallery opened last week, you're walking around, you see one and you're like, oh, I really like that for some reason. I don't know why. You can do some of these steps on your own. So basically, you can plop yourself in front of the art, slow down and just ask yourself, what's going on in this picture? And what that does is it gives your mind and body an opportunity to connect, and it starts regulating. It starts calming the nervous system, and you begin to actually project what's happening in the subconscious out onto the picture, which is phenomenal when it happens.
And is one of the difficulties with people not going to museums and not going to galleries is that they think they're not going to understand the art. I don't know anything about the art that is on display. I don't know anything about the artist. And actually, I just look at a painting and I think, I like that or I don't like that. And I don't think much more.
Yeah, 100%. I know, like, I'm from a working class background, and I know growing up, I always thought that museums and galleries weren't for me. You know, and that's the programme that we have, is to bring people in who might be of a similar mindset from all different backgrounds. But it's not about having any, I suppose, education on art. It's just about being a human being and letting yourself actually connect with something, because that's what's going wrong. I think a lot of the times when we're struggling with our physical or mental health, we're not having the opportunity to connect. And if we think about the nervous system, we have a biological imperative to connect. And that's all we actually want to be able to do, is just connect with the artwork.
So was looking at this art and art appreciation a kind of mindfulness practice almost?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is. And I know a lot of museums and galleries do like the slow tours and the slow looking. So we incorporate that as well into the cultural art programme. So once you plop yourself in front of a piece that you like, or dislike sometimes, depending on how brave you are, you can actually slow down and really connect. So when you're doing a slow look, all you're doing is just resting your eyes on an art piece. And it can be a 3D piece, it can be a 2D piece, it can be, you know, something really abstract that's just circles and lines. But whatever it is, if you take the opportunity to slow down, you really see what starts happening in the body. And sometimes people are really surprised. Do you know, they get that kind of visceral connection and you're like, oh my God, what's happening?
It's actually very calming talking to you, I have to say, Andrea. You're one of those very soothing voices. The galleries are generally kind of quiet, reflective spaces. I can see why they are conducive to kind of positive mental health, but they can be really social spaces too, can't they? They do contribute to a sense of connection and a sense of belonging.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I mean, they're civic spaces. Do you know, like, we have a responsibility to give back to the community and to actually open up the spaces and make sure that everyone feels safe to go in and connect, do you know?
All right, Andrea Clare Plunkett, thanks for coming in and talking to us about the benefit of cultural art therapy. And as you say, we have beautiful galleries in Ireland and they are free, and we'd recommend anybody go in and check them out.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.